Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to Powerful You podcast on Blog Talk Radio and simultaneous Facebook Live. We welcome you to the show. Our call-in number, if you would like to call us and share your thoughts, ideas, questions, differences, we're good with that, is 646-787-1589. All right, so I think I was supposed to start. Oh, our topic, I guess we should introduce it, is what is the difference between soul and spirit? And once again, we will remind you, we don't consider ourselves experts. We're simply sharing what we have come to believe. You don't have to agree with us. That's the whole idea. We'd love to hear from you, hear other comments, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, so right out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary, soul, the immaterial essence, animating principle or actuating cause of an individual life. Okay? Spirit is an animating or vital principle held to give life to physical organisms. Sound real similar, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, Linda, let's hear what you got over there.
Okay, I took a, just kind of went through an article through Christianity.com, and I think the definition in this article is really good. It is a soul definition. The soul is our humanity that makes us feel emotions. It is our way to magnify God through our human limitations. Whereas the spirit is our deeper connection with the Lord when we believe in God and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
So there is a difference.
Yeah.
But what happens is in our society, we use them interchangeably. I do. You do. We'll say soul when really we should be saying spirit. We'll say spirit when really we should be saying soul if we really differentiate them. But our society often does not.
That is true.
Now, God, according to my Bible, does. We've got several verses. I'm just going to call them out. I'm not going to read them. Genesis 2:7. I think it's 2:7. Sorry, where it talks about God breathes life into Adam, and he became a living soul. He uses the word soul. In Thessalonians, it makes a difference between Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 5:23. There is differentiates between.
Let me read that one.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, I got it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it writes, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord." Which basically in that scripture, it says soul and spirit and body, indicating that these are three separate things. Yes.
I get my hands on that. And then, since he did that, I got Hebrews 4:12. "For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." And I'll just stop right there. "And of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God is amazing. But anyway.
So let's do the Dave and Linda version.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
We always break it down
you
to our version.
You go
okay. And just going through that, I feel like the soul is our humanity, our emotions, what drives us. But, you know, we and the spirit is deeper. It's our relationship with God. It's the interaction. It's the spirit communication with God. To me, our spirit is the essence of God in us, like that little spark of God in us. And because of that little spark, we can tap into the Father. That's, you know, and I want to say this, I'm sort of a Christian mystic. So
Christian mystic.
See, things a lot maybe differently than some people. It's the mystic part of me. A mystic is someone who looks, who checks out, who studies, who sees things a little bit different than the average Christian. Let's say that.
Can I share my nickname for you?
What?
The cosmic hippie.
Yeah, that would be me.
Because she doesn't mind exploring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you don't. I mean, that's how she grows.
Yeah, I'm a spiritual explorer.
A little more conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've learned to that 99 times out of 100 is semantics. So,
mm-hmm.
And this is one too that is really semantics. So I'll take my shot at it.
Take your shot at it.
It's pretty simple. The soul is your personality, your tendencies, who I am. Dave McDowell is my soul. My spirit is what can commune with other spirits, particularly for me, the Spirit of God. I personally believe everybody has both a soul and a spirit. You exercise your spirit when you walk into a room and read it, when you look at people and you go, and you get a feeling. Maybe you do or you don't. Some people do, some people don't. It's when you connect with somebody on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Than just I will talk.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. It's kind of the way it feels like it works for me. So God, and it talks about Jesus quickening the spirit. I wish I'd looked that up. Because I think the spirit is there in all of us, waiting to be activated by God or by us with God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, that was salvation. That's when I activated my spirit to be in communion with God's spirit. That's how I look at it. I don't know how the other religions look at it. I'd love to hear from anybody who can give us a different
I think that I look at it certain. I think that the spirit, we all have the spirit of God in us, and then it has to be ignited. And I think that ignition, to say, is when we start seeking God, then that spirit of God that becomes alive in us is ignited when we start seeking answers, seeking God, seeking those, who am I? Why am I here? What is going on with me? You know, you start praying, hey, I got to get something better. Maybe something has happened.
I need some help.
Whatever, yes. I've heard it said, like, a lot of times that gets ignited when we've gone through the dark night of the soul.
Amen.
When you have been at your bottom, at your worst, and you reach out to God, and at that point, I feel like that is when that spirit is ignited. And now that's the Lindaism. But
that's the Lindaism, and here's Davism, and there is a subtle difference, but it's okay. I believe that I'm born so with a soul and a spirit. But that spirit's not really filled until I invite God to come in and feel and commune with my spirit. And we don't explain that and, you know, all that when we, you know, witness to somebody, or if I want to lead somebody to salvation, I don't go into all that. I want it simple, you know, and it is simple. But that's the subtle difference, where Linda believes the Spirit of God's in you from the very beginning. I believe it comes into you when you invite the Spirit of God. I do believe we as individuals have spirits. We just don't always activate them until we recognize that. And for God, for me, it was salvation with God that activated my spirit. That's the way I look at it.
And then you were saying that your interaction with people, and for me, and I think that's what makes us different. It makes it
right.
Maybe
we don't have to agree either.
I feel like our soul usually interacts with people because our soul makes judgments of people at sight.
And
you know, our spirit would probably see somebody on a whole different level. You see somebody on the street and you think, oh, he's a bum. Or, you know, he's whatever. You know, you make this.
We're working on that, by the way.
And then I think our spirit quickens when we make a judgment call on somebody and says, are you any better? Haven't you had down things?
Amen.
You know, it makes this differentiation because your spirit will seek for you to see that person in a much deeper level to me.
Yeah, I get you. And I'm going to take us off the track just for a second and give you guys an illustration of how this show works. I didn't plan all this out. We started with what's the difference between religion and spirituality. Then I said, well, let's keep on. Then we did what's the difference between judgment and discernment. And now we're doing the difference between soul and spirit. But do you see how they all fit together?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of got to understand all three of those things for you to really grasp any one of them.
Right. Right.
So it's a work.
It is.
I keep praying, Lord, keep helping me understand this. I don't think I've fully gotten it, but I don't worry about it.
No, and
you
think that
okay, in His time, I'll get it.
Yeah, and I do feel like that some of this comes along not necessarily with that physical age number, but a spiritual age,
right?
Maturity. Because the moment you start asking questions and seeking answers, if you keep on dwelling, you will get the answers. What does God say? Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you.
Yep.
And that is you asking the questions. Because when you start asking the questions, He'll give you the answers.
We're going to have to talk about that one day, seeking God. What does that really mean? And what we think it means. So I got to write that down in a minute. But you see how they kind of all three fit together. And again, my illustration is guys, we don't really plan all this out. We just trust God.
Yeah.
And we pray and we ask Him to bring, you know, ideas and thoughts, or we'll go back to things I've written down or Linda's written down that would be great topics, and we go with
them. Right.
We're not professionals. We don't try to make people believe, you know, we don't go like, yeah, we're right, you're wrong. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think that the thing with the soul, I feel like the soul also is like our consciousness and what we do with conscious thought, where the spirit kind of goes into you deeper into your subconscious mind and makes you think of things on a deeper level for me. And that's one of my things too.
Now, Linda, you kick me out of the chair and say we don't go here, but I'm going to at least bring it up, is the other thing I've heard so many people say, and pets, dogs, cats, let's just pick those two, can't go to heaven because they don't have a soul. I disagree.
I do too.
I think they have a soul. Every dog and cat I've ever had a personality, and they weren't all the same. I don't know if they have a spirit. That's the part I don't know. But I believe they've been in heaven because we want them there. But I don't know.
More to that research. We won't be able to come back and tell you.
Yeah, well, not for a while anymore.
No, hopefully not.
One day we come back to there.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe I got that right. Let's not go there. I get confused on all the prophecies there.
Yeah.
I should have my son Tom here. He can go into great detail on that.
But let's keep it on topic.
Yeah, thank you.
Bring it back to the soul and the spirit. What are your thoughts? What other thoughts?
Okay, so we're wrapping up our 15 minutes. We try to get our point.
It's a couple of people. Hey, Kim, amen.
Thank you, Kim.
And especially Dot.
Kim's my niece. Kim and I are big Dachshund fans, and I know they got personality.
Yes.
You can't tell me different.
And I think it will be some animals in heaven. I just don't know.
I think
who knows?
Good job.
He loves them too.
Yeah.
Just like he loves
them.
And
maybe we won't miss them, but
right
now I would.
Yeah.
I'd love to see all the dogs I've had. But anyway, little off
So
topic.
Bringing it back to the
Thank
soul
you,
and
Kim.
Spirit. Thank you, Kim. You brought us back. We were going on a tangent there. So back to your point.
So I'm going to bring it to a head.
And okay.
You bring yours to a head. It's just in simple terms, I see the soul as who we are, our personality, our tendencies, experiences, everything that kind of molds and makes us the person we are. Our spirit is our spirit. It's what communes with other people at times, and certainly is how we commune with God.
I pretty much concur. I'll just say something. So out of the soul, I believe, is our humanity. It's our emotions.
That's a good way to put it.
It is who we are as humans.
Amen.
Our spirit is the who we are in our spiritual nature and how we connect with God. It is that interaction, that deeper level of interaction with our creator.
You know, I actually have one more way of putting it. Let's see what you think.
Okay.
Because I like the way you said it. Our soul is our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Our spirit is connected with the cosmos. It's bigger.
It's deeper. It's all of that and more.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and I believe everybody has a spirit.
I believe we do.
I think some folks don't enjoy it as much as they could, but that's not my problem.
No, I feel like the people who your spirit, you can allow, it is your soul affecting you more when you don't enjoy spiritual things. I think the soul may be more, you're intertwined more with your soul.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we could go all over man and, all of the biblical side of this, but we really do try to keep this practical.
Yes.
And we don't necessarily want to be preaching at you.
No.
We're happy to share our Christian thoughts, but that's not what this is about. This is about helping people grow.
Helping you think and form your own things.
Think
usually
for
these are topics that some of our conversations with probably.
And again, it's the same thing we talked about one show about understanding and empathize. That's the next topic. Understanding and empathizing. And that's all part of this.
Yeah.
If you want to explore something, go to the source. That's
right.
What I'm learning.
Right.
Just, don't just read the media. Go experience it a little bit. Go to a Hindu temple. Go to a Muslim mosque. Go to a Buddhist temple.
Right. So we're taking you on our spiritual journey. Basically,
yeah, we're just inviting
as you. We are kind of delving into some things and thinking about some things, we're asking you to join us to think about. Not that we're right or wrong. You can totally disagree with us.
Right.
We would be okay with that.
Yeah.
But we just want you to think. And that's what we're trying to do, to think through some things.
And we really like to hear different.
Yeah.
Because they challenge us. They make us re-examine our own thoughts and ideas.
Definitely.
So it's good for all of us. And I can't help but I'm going to mention this. We try not to make this some kind of plug. But that's what we're all about. Powerfully You is owned by Selah Ministries, Linda and me. And Selah means to pause. And our
think on that.
Yeah,
exactly
pause and to
means.
Think on that. And our motto is come grow with us.
Yes.
And one of these days we'll post something where you can go see that site if you want to. But that's not what this is about. I mean, this is part of it, but we're not here to make money. Maybe a little. But the whole
we're not opposed to making
money. Exactly. But we're leaving that with God.
Yeah.
What we're doing is challenging people to come grow with us. Just
and
that
to,
simple.
And to think.
Yep.
I think God caused even the world and everything during the pandemic. We had all the negative things.
Yeah.
But the positive thing was that you had to stop and think over something.
It did.
It was a good time to ignite the spirit and
Amen.
To ignite that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he just kind of, in a way, let's shut it down. Let's make you slow down. Let's make you think some things over.
And I think a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people reexamine their priorities,
right.
Where they were spending their time, and when they find out that staying at home means they spent time with their kids, they realize they hadn't been.
Right.
And I'm not pushing or picking on anybody. Life's tough.
It
busy.
Is.
You working a job, da, 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 da.
And it's a good example. I think we had at first when the pandemic hit, we had a soul reaction to it.
Yes.
Our
good
humanity
point.
Was affected.
Right.
By the end, and not that it's over, still some things.
Right.
But now I feel like we're kind
spirit.
Of talking it. Our experience, some people are looking back on this and say, hey, I grew. I developed a deeper relationship with God. I developed
Or my wife.
Or my wife or my
kids.
Children.
Yeah.
So it became, if you saw it
good
that way,
point.
A very spiritual thing.
And that's a really good point of seeing the difference
yes.
between humanity, soul, and spirit.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, we're not going to just rattle on
Yes, we are not.
We do have a number. We're going to give it out again. If you would like to call, if you're on Facebook and want to make a comment, please do so.
We thank you, Kim, for your comment.
Yes.
Our number one fan that we love as much as
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So the number to call if you'd like to call in is 646-787-1589. And we'll just kind of now, Linda and I can talk for an hour. We'll talk another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Nobody calls in, we're done.
That sounds
or comment.
Like a plan.
Okay.
We got dinner waiting on us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, I just to bring it up again, and I'm trying to keep that 5 minutes
sure.
For whoever calls in. But
or 2 minutes.
Yeah, we would love to hear other people's what is sold to you. Even if after we're gone, leave a comment. Trust me,
yeah.
we both go through these comments. Leave a comment
feel
on what you think.
Feel free to go look at the Facebook
yeah.
or our podcast address, which I think I've posted a couple times.
Yeah.
And you can listen on demand all you want and comment.
Right.
Whatever.
If you leave a comment, thank you, Bob. You're on, too. We love you, too.
Oh, we even got Bob on here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We big people.
Mission accomplished.
Our two fans. Yay! But anyway, we're working through our souls.
Yeah, that's right.
These are soul emotions, not spirit
right.
emotions right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, huh? Yeah, I can see how it is interchangeable
but,
and how we do that.
Yeah. And again, the whole idea of this program is to grow.
Yeah.
We're growing. We challenge ourselves on this program. We do. And, you know, it's like next week, let's talk about politics.
Uh-oh.
I just want you to see. Linda and I can get kind of heated on the politics.
We can,
so, no,
we're
not talking about
politics.
We're
not talking about politics. We will have to be sitting across the room from each other.
We usually come back as friends.
Yes.
We may have to separate for a few minutes.
Yes, we may. Yes, we may. But it's all good. We come back and hug each other.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's all love
yeah.
in the end. All right. I think we waited.
I think we gave everybody a chance who
yeah.
might want to call in. So let's wrap it up. I think it's my turn to pray, not that we're keeping score.
I think it is.
Father, we thank you for this medium.
Yes.
It's good for us. We're growing every time we do this show. Thank you. And we pray that you use it to grow others.
Yes.
We pray that you use it to draw them to you.
Yes, Lord.
And that is part of the growth they experience, because I from my own, I know I'm glad. So Lord, we just ask these things in the name of Jesus, and that you do as you will.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. See you next week. Same bat channel, same bat station, same bat time.
Thank you, Kim and Bob. We love you guys.
Yeah. Bye bye, guys. We need to end that one first. Let's do it right.
It ended. Okay.
Now I'm going to end this one.